Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Newhouser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive off the glove of Kress, and into shallow left field. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Mac applying the tag. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Milner out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing. Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. York moves to second. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack bunts towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Gehringer, for the double play. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly bunts towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yurk bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Gehringer scores. Yurk moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yurk moves to third. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. Bartel moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 4 in the game. Mack bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Trosky is walked intentionally. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. York is called out on strikes. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Scat Metha pinch runs for Red Kress. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau throws to second for 1, and Mack throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.